From Spark and Anvil and City Forge, this is Mix in Chapter 1 of the City Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Mix adjusted her heavy leather tool belt and tucked 3 fat acorns into her left cheek. She balanced a roll of blue grid paper under her arm, refusing to make a single-use trip. If she went to the post office, she also gathered wild oats along the sunny path. She checked the hinges on Mrs. Gable's garden gate and smelled the bakery's fresh sourdough. To Mix, a good street was like a busy kitchen where everyone had a job to do. She scampered along a lively block, her bright eyes scanning the rooftops and the shop windows. The morning sun warmed the red brick buildings, making the flower boxes glow. "Home's up there," she whispered, pointing with a tiny claw toward the second-story windows. "A little shop here, a busy workshop next door, and a cozy cafe down the lane." She loved a street that did many different jobs at the exact same time. "This is mixed-use land use," she told a passing robin who had stopped to preen on a mailbox. "It means weaving homes and shops together, so daily life is a short, pleasant walk. Without it, she knew the neighborhood would become quiet, lonely, and far too spread out. When everything is separate, you have to travel miles for every little thing," she explained to a young rabbit who was tying his shoe on a curb. "That was fine if you had a car, but it trapped everyone else inside." She called her favorite setup the 15-minute neighborhood because of how easy it felt. It meant the everyday things you needed were always reachable in a short, easy walk. To prove this, she often carried 2 hand-drawn maps in her canvas satchel. The first map showed a place where homes, shops, and schools were far apart. "You can only survive in a place like this if you have a car," she said, tapping the paper.
The second map wove them together like a beautifully colored wool blanket. "This is a place where a 9-year-old can actually get around alone," she smiled. Both maps had the exact same amount of stuff, but one was much friendlier. "Nearness is freedom," she said, "especially for the people who cannot drive." Mix held the urban equity gate with a careful, steady hand. "Mixed use is not about cramming too many things into a tiny space," she said. "It is about who gets to be independent and who gets left behind." A spread-out, car-only neighborhood quietly whispered that only drivers belonged there. But a mixed neighborhood welcomed everyone, from the youngest pup to the oldest badger. She always honored what was already there, like the dusty little corner store. It had served the block for 40 years, selling milk, buttons, and penny candy. "Repair the mix that exists before you bulldoze for a new one," she warned. The old corner store was the heart of the street, and it deserved protection. Mix came from a bustling borough network where every tunnel led to several things at once. The pantry sat right next to the nursery, which connected directly to the workshop. You could mend a rake while watching the babies and smelling the drying clover. But one winter, she visited her cousin Pip in the Sandy Flats colony. Sandy Flats had been built as a series of long, single-purpose tunnels. The sleeping chambers were way over here, and the food was way over there.
She watched her elderly uncle, Barnaby, try to get a cup of water from the deep well. He had to stop 3 times to rest his aching joints in the cold, empty transit tunnels. The younger pups were constantly stranded too, waiting for an adult to guide them through the dark. They wanted to go to the play gallery, but it was too far for their short legs. She understood her craft then. A neighborhood should let the people who can't travel far still reach what they need. One crisp autumn morning, Plum, the wise City Forge mentor, scurried up beside her. He was a large, quiet beaver with a coat like dark velvet. He watched her measure the sidewalk outside the grocery store with a tiny brass tape. "What is this mixed use you are always talking about?" Plum asked, leaning on his heavy walking stick. Mix did not look up immediately, making one last mark on her blue grid paper. "The cabbages are encroaching on the public walk," she explained, pointing to a wooden crate. "If we move them back 2 inches, the elders won't have to step into the muddy gutter." Plum looked at the bakery, then up at the apartments, then down at the kids playing hopscotch on the wide sidewalk. "What is this pattern you keep drawing?" Plum asked. Mix stood up, wiping dirt from her paws. "It is weaving homes, shops, and work close together," she answered quickly. "It creates the 15-minute neighborhood, which matters most to those who cannot drive." She looked at an elder sitting on the green bench in the sun. "Nearness is freedom," she said softly, watching the old badger smile.
Plum nodded slowly, his gray whiskers twitching with quiet approval. "You are appointed," he said. "Go teach the students how to weave." In her classroom at the City Forge Academy, Mix handed out the 2 maps to her eager young students. The room smelled of cedar shavings and dry paper. She asked them to imagine navigating the spread-out map as a 9-year-old child. "You need a pencil for your homework," she said, tapping the paper. "But the store is 3 miles away, across a busy highway." A young squirrel named Pip frowned at his map. "I would have to beg my mom for a ride," he muttered, "but she is working at the mill until sunset." "Exactly," Mick said. "You are stranded. Now look at the second map." On the second map, she had woven the same houses, school, and shops together. Small parks sat between the homes, and the grocery store had apartments built right on top of it. "Now how do you get your pencil?" Mix asked. "I just walk down the stairs," Pip said, his face lighting up, "and I can stop by my grandmother's porch on the way back." "Same amount of stuff," Mix pointed out, "but the second map gives you your independence." One afternoon, a student brought a grand plan to her desk. It was a drawing of a shiny new glass tower. "To make room for it," the student explained proudly, "we just have to bulldoze the old bakery and the shoe repair shop."
Mix shook her head gently, tapping the drawing of the old, slightly crooked shoe shop. "This shop has been here for 40 years, she said. "The owner lives upstairs, and the neighbors stop here to chat while their boots are mended. This is already the mix. Repair the mix that exists before you bulldoze for a new one. The old corner store is the heart of the street, and it deserves protection." She taught her students a few simple habits to guide their future designs. Weave, don't sort. Homes, shops, and work close together beat everything sorted into far apart zones. Aim for the 15-minute walk. The everyday things, food, school, a friend, a bench, should be reachable on foot. Nearness is freedom, especially for non-drivers. Ask, could a kid or an elder get around here alone? If not, it's too spread out. Protect the mix you already have. The old corner store, the neighborhood workshop, those are mixed use. Repair before replace. Mixed use makes streets alive and safer. People around all day, living, shopping, working, means more eyes and more life than an empty single-use zone.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to mix. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.